May 9, a safeguard against the enemy. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Psalm 37:31. Many are surprised into the commission of sin because of a failure to study the Scriptures. They were off their guard and Satan found them an easy prey. Wonderful possibilities are open to those who lay hold of the divine assurances of God's Word. There are glorious truths to come before the people of God. Privileges and duties which they do not even suspect to be in the Bible will be laid open before them. As they follow on in the path of humble obedience, doing His will, they will know more and more of the oracles of God. The precious faith inspired of God imparts strength and nobility of character. As His goodness, His mercy, and His love are dwelled upon, clear and still clearer will be the perception of truth. Higher, holier, the desire for purity of heart and clearness of thought. The soul dwelling in the pure atmosphere of holy thoughts is transformed by intercourse with God through the study of His Word. Truth is so large, so far-reaching, so deep, so broad, that self is lost sight of. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love, and the natural powers are enlarged because of holy obedience. From the study of the words of life, students may come forth with minds expanded, elevated, ennobled. Youthful minds fail to reach their highest development when they neglect the highest source of wisdom, the Word of God. That we are in God's world, in the presence of the Creator, that we are made in His likeness, that He watches over us and loves us and cares for us. These are wonderful themes for thought and lead the mind into broad, exalted fields of meditation. He who opens mind and heart to the contemplation of such themes as these will never be satisfied with trivial, sensational subjects. The Bible has the highest claim to our reverent attention. We should not be satisfied with a superficial knowledge, but should seek to learn the full meaning of the words of truth, to drink deep of the spirit of the holy oracles.